Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1142, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makayim. The last shir, we spoke about the halacha of wine and grape juice. If somebody drank wine and grape juice, lemaisa, we came out that it is a machloikis, and one should be careful not to leave in the middle of drinking wine and grape juice, and to make sure to make the al hagefen before they leave. If they drank the shear, they drank the right amount. Now, an interesting thing, the Sefer Hilchas Brachos brings down, and we wrote it in our shear, I just mentioning the number, if we have to look it up again, and shear number 294, the writing is shear 294, so he brings down an interesting thing, reference to the wine or grape juice. We said, if somebody's just drinking wine or grape juice, right, we mentioned last time, and they didn't drink this year, they drank less than a revius, so then if they go out, they come back, they do have to make a bracha, because it's just like you ate less than a kazayas of bread or mazonas, which whereby when you come back, you have to make a new bracha again, because the connection wasn't there. But Lamaisa, we said if you drank more than the shear, more than the revius, in the right amount of time, right? So then it becomes a question, and one would not remake the bracha, but one should be careful not to do it, like we spoke about last year. Now, let's say an interesting case he brings down: if somebody drinks a sip of grape juice or a sip of wine before the meal, and they have in mind the wine or grape juice that they're going to be drinking during the meal, which is what some people do, they'll drink a little drop of grape juice or wine before they make their bar priya gofen, and they have in mind the grape juice or wine that they're going to drink during the meal. I just do want to mention agavorcha that if somebody does that, if somebody drinks wine or grape juice before the meal, and they have in mind the wine and grape juice they'll be drinking during the meal, the amount that should be that one should drink before the meal should only be a sip. Only a sip, because it is a machleikis in reference especially to wine. Mishabura says all mashkim, all drinks, but wine even more so. The Mechaber talks about wine that if it's a question of there's some shittas brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that want to say that even a kazayas, which is technically a third of a revius, some say it's even less. And then you would have to make a bar nefashos or a al hagefen on a drink. So it's a very tiny amount. Now, if somebody drank a little drop, like an ounce or whatever, you know, or even more or whatever, I don't want to give an amount right now, but somebody drank, let's say, half of a revius, whatever, which is more than the kazayas, right? So, of course, we would not make the after bracha because it's not enough. But one should be careful not to do it because there are shittas that are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch like that, lemaisa, to be careful that we shouldn't get into a question of having to make an after bracha according to those shittas. So bottom line is, again, if somebody does drink wine or grape juice before the meal, and they have in mind the wine and grape juice they drink during the meal, they should be careful to drink only a sip, the smallest amount. That's all. You make the bari priya gofen. Of course, you have to make a bari priya gofen even on a sip, right? And you take a little tiny drop and a sip or whatever the case is, and that will be good enough for the meal. Now the question is, so how he brings it down that the Sefer Hilchas Brachos, that if somebody now they took the sip, fine, they went to wash, whatever, and they made the moitzi on the bread, and they ate a kazayis of bread, challah, matz, whatever it is, b'chdei achilas pras, right, under the 4-minute period, so they established the place, right, so they're starting their meal, and they already ate a kazayis. So now if they go out, they don't have to make a new bracha on the challah, right, because they already ate the kazayis, b'chdei achilas pras. So now that, so he explains, that would also include the wine, right? If somebody drank that little sip before, they made a bar priya gofen before, had in mind the wine they'll be drinking during the meal, and now they wash, they ate a kazayis of bread, b'chdei achilas pras. Now they go out, right, and it's a real shinai makom. When they come back, not only they don't have to make a moitzi, but they would also not have to remake the bar priya gofen on the wine, since it's covered. It's part of the meal. It's part of the, it's not, I would say, benching. There's no after bracha to worry about the benching over here. There's no after bracha whereby the benching will cover it. But be it as it may, it's all inclusive and part of the meal. And even if somebody would drink enough, it's lemaisa, you know, it's running into a question. You have to be careful with that beforehand. And even when eating, I just want to throw it out there. If somebody, whatever the case is, might eat a fruit before the meal and they have a mind, let's say, ha'etz, and they'll have a mind of fruits that they'll eat during the meal, they want to eat something before the meal, you have to be careful to eat less than a kezias, because of the fact, again, you're running, again, was assuming you're doing it right before the meal, because you're running into a question of the afterbrach. So just something to keep in mind. It has to be a very tiny amount. But over here, just getting back to the wine, the grape juice, I don't want to mix things up. Somebody took that little sip before, they had in mind the grape juice or wine during the meal. Now they washed, they ate a kezias of bread, challah matzah, and for whatever reason, they had to go out. When they come back, they would not remake the moitzi, right? They would not have to remake a moitzi, and plus they would not have to remake the bari pri agaf, and because of the fact that the sip of wine before the meal is all part and inclusive of the meal. Thank you for listening. Aslach and barach, kol tov. Hello again to everybody. I just wanted to make sure we all understand the above halachas are not talking about Kiddush. We're not talking about Shabbos Kiddush. We're talking about during the week. I just wanted to make that clear. Talk about if somebody wants to drink wine during the meal during the week, so they take a sip right before, let's say, and have in mind the wine during the meal if somebody would do that. On Shabbos, it's a little bit of a different story, various different halachas, whatever the case is. But the above share was if somebody does this on a weekday or in a case in time whereby there's no actual Kiddush. Let's say there's certain times somebody wants to, like by Shalash Seudos, some have a minute to drink wine or whatever the case is. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch, Kol Tuv.